Sluddy Pod saam met Ruben Delmarge.
Kan jy glo, ek is nou so opgewonde om te kan sê, uiteindelik, en ek het gewag vir die dag om te kom, I've actually got Jesse Clegg in studio with me right now. Dames en here, Jesse Clegg. Jesse, are you well,
bud? All good, man.
Lekker, man.
Thank you, man.
It's been a while. I've been waiting for this moment
too
to
long.
Meet you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Listen, you've just come back from the US, eh? You've toured the US 36 shows, 17,000 miles. I had to convert that.
Yeah,
it's 28,000 kilometers in 2 months. That's crazy.
That's good maths, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy, eh?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm a little bit jet lagged right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I got back last week. It was fantastic. You know, it's always a bit nerve wracking to go and play your music to new people and see how they take it. But I'm happy to say that it went well.
Yeah, yeah. But this is not your first US tour, as well.
No. I did a big tour in 2013, and I lived in Toronto for a year when I was recording my second album. And I've lived in New York, so I kind of spend a couple of months there every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to keep it going, you know.
Have you ever thought that you might actually just immigrate and go live there?
I would be very sad to leave South Africa.
Really?
I love South Africa, man. And, you know, the more you travel and the more you see the world, you realize, like, how lucky we are. You know, we have an amazing lifestyle here. Things are affordable, which is nice. You know, you go live in New York and you spend 500 rand on a cup of coffee and a sandwich. So, you know, I think also, you know, my music started here, it's my base, and you know, people know me here, and I've been very blessed in South Africa.
Yeah. And how open is the people in the US for the South African artists and the music from South Africa?
I think, like, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we've got like Trevor Noah and Charlize,
exactly.
And you know, Die Antwoord, and there's a couple of artists now that are becoming like household names, and the more that happens, the more people get interested in the South African experience.
Yeah.
I think we have a lot to offer, the arts. You know, we have such a unique country and we sort of see things from a unique perspective. And I really felt that. I felt like when I was there and I was playing these songs, you know, people were curious, you know, because they've never heard a band from South Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just like, what would that sound like?
So
there was definitely an awesome sort of welcoming interest.
Yeah, wonderful. And the 1st of June is the due date for your brand new album.
Yeah.
What is that all about? Come on, tell us what's coming up.
It's been 18 months in the making. You know, I've been working on this album for a while, and it's finished, and I'm excited about it. I mean, no one's heard it, but I like it.
Yeah. And the first single's called Breathing, eh?
Well, yeah. This is actually the first single that's going to be out with the album. We're actually on the third single on the album. First single was Use Me, which I'm going to be playing for you just now.
Yeah, lekker. And you're also going to do a music video with that.
Yeah. So Breathing will be debuting, and I hope you guys play it. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, stuur hom vir ons, laat ons kan luister. Ek dink ons gaan hom verseker speel daarso.
It'll be coming out this week. So next 2 weeks, we're going to be shooting a video and doing the whole thing. So
can't wait.
It's exciting. It's busy month.
Can't wait. What's our guitar? What guitar do you play there? Is it a
Taylor 914 CE?
Look at that.
Yeah, I've played it for a few years now. I really like it.
Wonderful. Listen, don't you want to just play us a song there, Jesse? What are you going to play?
I'm going to play you on your request.
You
asked me to play today, so I'm going to play today.
Right, there we go.
Are we getting this? Okay.
Hello, today I'm as lonely as you were in May. Today, some say today all there ever will be, so I'll stay today. To make you see the wood for the trees, you pray today that tomorrow will be your day. You say, yeah, I may today remember all the days that disappear like rain. Open up your eyes, everything's alright. I tried to make you see the wood for the trees. Message to the one, step into the sun. Remember all the days that disappear like rain. Open up your eyes, everything's alright. I tried to make you see the wood for the trees.
Jesse Tlaik, dames en heren. Oh, that was beautiful. Lekker, man. Listen, ons gaan net hierna gaan ons verder gesels. Bly net waar jy is.
Slady Pad, saam met Ruben Delmage.
En as jy nou net ingeskakel het, jy sal my nie geglo nie. Ek het nou net, jy weet, ek het so in die gang rondgestap. Jy sien ek hier's Jesse Tlaik, jy weet. Is ek Jesse, don't you want to come play us a couple of songs? Jy weet, to say Jesse, sure thing, I'll do it for you. Nee, Jesse, hey, what a privilege to have you in studio, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for joining us. Yes, is allemaal lekker. Hoorie nou, as jy Jesse Tlaik se vertoning wil sien, terloops, hierdie is Jesse Tlaik se heel eerste optrede vandat hy van die Amerika af teruggekom het. When did you come back? It was about a week
ago, yeah.
Yeah, so this will be your first performance, is that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, lekker. So, as jy daai vertoning wil gaan kyk, is baie maklik. Ek het 'n dubbel toegangskaartjie wat ek gaan weggee vir hierdie vertoning van Jesse Tlaik. Nou, hier is die datum. Dis donderdag aand die 19de Mei om 6:00. Okay, het jy dit? Donderdag aand 19 Mei om 6:00 die aand is Jesse Tlaik by die Blou Hond teater en al wat jy moet doen om my kaartjies te wen, is jy SMS nou Blou Hond met jou naam en jou e-posadres na 499052. Daai SMS se kos jou R1.50 en die Blou Hond sal vir jou direk kontak om my kaartjies by jou uit te kry, so maklik soos dit. Jesse, I cannot wait to see you guys live. And you've also got that album launch is coming up soon, eh?
Yeah. Look, I mean, I think that this Blow Haunt show is going to be awesome because, you know, it's just before the album launch. So we're actually going to be trying some new songs on that show the album launch. So it's going to be a nice little first taste.
Yeah. You actually said in a previous interview, you mentioned that the Blow Haunt is one of your favorite places in Pretoria to gig.
It's
eh?
Really cool, man. It's a great vibe. You know, it's a really, it's a venue that... owned by music lovers, and the people who go there are music lovers, you know. It's not just, they don't just go there to get drunk and party to bands, you know. It's like they sit down and they actually listen and they talk to you after the show, and it's a very it's a close, intimate interaction, you know. And we're going to be doing an acoustic performance, so it's going to be very yeah, it's quite nice. It's very, it's an intense sort of vibe, man. It's awesome. Ja,
wonderlik. Kan nie wag vir daai enetjie nie. Listen, I have to get to this. Yeah, your dad, Johnny Tlaik. I mean, what a legend. But what I want to ask you is, what is that one lesson that your dad, I mean, obviously your dad taught you a lot of lessons, but there must be one that probably stands out that you'll remember for the rest of your life. You'll never forget that. Yeah. What is that one?
Jeez, I mean, that's my dad, man. There's a lot of lessons.
Exactly, yeah.
He's been teaching me. I don't know. You know, I think, as you said, he's a legend. And you only get that legend status when you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that the one thing that he really sort of impressed upon me is that, you know, if you do what you love, you have to do it with commitment and discipline and passion. And have stamina. You know, you can't, you mustn't give up.
Mm.
You know, that's a very important thing, and it's cliche, but it's actually true. You know, there's no such thing as an overnight success, and it's a building process, and you're building, and you learn about yourself as you build, and you grow into yourself as well.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky enough to witness his career, and you know, I've grown up and seen how he's also grown and how he's shaped his own career, and it's just been a, I feel blessed to be able to sort of been a part of his life, and also to use those ideas and all the amazing moments in my own career, and to be able to share my own perspective, you know. So I guess it's really just passion and stamina.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get to this. I mean, you've toured the US. You've seen how the music industry is developing on that side. Mm. I mean, you've got the experience of South Africa. You work with it full time, let's face it. So what do you make of the music industry these days?
Well, it's a very we're in a very strange place right now. I mean, on a global level, you know, you have major studios closing down, album sales have disappeared, a lot of very important aspects of the industry have now become almost old-fashioned.
Yeah.
So, you know, nowadays it's all about live music, and it's all about songwriting. You know, there's not a lot of songwriters in the industry that are writing really powerful, like, you know, classic music. And I think that in that sense, nothing's changed. You know, you still have to write a great song. It's still about connecting with people.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the industry side, you know, there's a lot of confusion. And I just think that as long as bands can play live, as long as people are still enjoying going to live shows, then things will be okay.
Yeah.
But who knows, man? The future is, you've got like virtual reality coming out soon. So
exactly. Yeah. You know? Talk about that. Listen, whose music inspires you the most?
Well, I mean, you know, my dad's obviously, because I've grown up with it. And you know, I listen to a lot of new bands in the UK. Really enjoying the new Maccabees album, Alt J, Elbow, all the classic bands, Coldplay. I listened to Nirvana growing up. Bob Dylan. You know, all the classics, and then a lot of weird, obscure stuff that's happening now.
Yeah, nice. We're going to chat to you just now, and ek wil iemand vir nog 'n liedjie doen daar, so asseblief tog, Jesse.
90.5
Groot FM 90.5 SMS se stroom in vir daai show van jou Jesse. Ek dink dit gaan 'n lekker aand wees daar by die Blouhorn Theater, en jy moet verseker daar uitkom. Daai datum, maar die 19de Mei om 6:00. As jy nou nie kaartjies wen nie, kry in elk geval daai kaartjie. Dit gaan ongelooflik wees. Jy het nou gehoor dat jy gaan, as jy het ek dit reg, if you're going to go to the Blouhorn Theater, dan gaan jy van die liedjies hoor wat nog nie eens op die album launch gespeel is. Niemand het dit al gehoor nie. So jy gaan vir die eerste persoon wees om van daai te hoor. So maak seker jy kry dit. Is die 19de Mei by die Blouhorn. Ag, Jesse, don't you want to jam us another song there, man? What do you mean?
Okay, this song is called Use Me.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking. Oh, fuck.
Wait for me, I'll wait for you. I can't tell you what to do. Oh, in the darkness I can feel you. Play the theme, I'll play the fool. Let the sky come over you. Oh, I will fall into the blue. True, lie awake and feel confused. Oh, I will find my way back home to you. Losing faith, forgotten view. Oh, try to keep a hold on you. Oh, I don't know if I can get through. I want every last moment chance that you could console me. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear now. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear now. I wanna tell you. Use me, darling, use me, darling, you.
Legs, you blame need for years. It's like, wow. Slutty Pod, saam met Ruben Delmarsh. Michael Lind, gisteraand, die Groot FM 90.5, maar kyk vanaand is 'n ander story. Jesse Tlek, nog hier in die ateljee. Kyk hier, ek het in my lewe, het ek nog nooit soke lekker muziek gehoor. Jesse, you're a roering ding, bro. That's how you roll, man. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for popping into the
studio. Wonderful to be back, and I'm sure I'll see you soon again.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, where to next? Obviously, it's the Blond. And then what are you off to do else?
Well, I've got, we've got the festival shows coming up in Swaziland and Polokwane. And then we're going to hit the Western Cape. We're doing a tour there.
Yeah.
But the album's coming out, so once that comes out, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff. So
yeah,
we won't see the last of me.
Is that exactly? Well, I can't wait. Is it launching on iTunes as well?
Going to be launched on iTunes when the album comes out, which is the 1st of June.
Yeah.
But the new single will be on iTunes this weekend.
Ah.
So it's going to probably come out Saturday morning. The actual single will be out and ready to be purchased and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, the CompuTicket tickets are available for the 1st of June show in Joburg. Yeah. And yes. Blowhorn tickets are also available, so come and rock with us.
Thank you so much for your
time. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You weet, daai kit van jou, jy moet asseblief weer kom kuier, bro. You don't go past you without coming in and popping in.
I'll pop in for the free coffee, man.
Now you're talking. JC Tlek, dankie.
Thank you, man.
Wonderlijk.